I train myself to use more of the capacity of my mind and to use it in an effective manner. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. I train myself to use more of the capacity of my mind and to use it in an effective manner. Most of the time we go around not really taking charge of the magic that we have within us, the capacity we have within us to do things in a very effective and beautiful way. We like to say, oh, I feel so sorry for me. Oh, I feel so sorry for me. Nobody's paying attention to me. Nobody's doing this. Everybody's doing that, and I can't do it. And like we were talking at the dinner table today. Well, I didn't know how many wieners I could take, so I didn't take two, and I only took one. And I said, well, I took two. I don't feel guilty. There were eight wieners on the plate and four of us here, and so I took two, you know. And what's two and two is, four people each taking two wieners, that's eight wieners. And there was no plan to have the wieners left over on the table. That wasn't your plan, was it?
No.
No, I didn't think so. So, but the thing is, I train myself to use more of the capacity of my mind and to use it in an effective manner. So my effective manner in which I use this is, well, the hardest part, and get this, Daniel. Now, the hardest part is to say, I like me. I like me. Now, let's just say, I like me.
I like me.
I didn't ask you to say it. I said, now let's just say, I like me, rhetorically.
Okay.
And we're sitting at the table here, and Sylvia has provided us with a beautiful luncheon, and she put a plate on here of eight beautiful, what were the kind of wieners, were they?
Beef.
Beef wieners. Oh, that's kind of different. We usually have chicken or whatever. So, beef wieners. And they look rich and big. And there's potato salad there. And there's all sorts of good stuff there. Well, I looked at it and I said, I give Rex a treat, so I'll take a little bit for Rex and me. I'll take my two wieners, the total, right away. No waiting to see if there's going to be left when I want it. And then the potato salad looks so good. Let's see, I said, one, two, three, four. So I'll take a quarter of the potato salad. And it was good. Did you get a nice portion of potato salad too? Yeah, it was good. Okay, then I looked at my salad. And my salad was, oh, so good, all prepared just for me. I didn't even have to count it, which is kind of nice. And so then I looked at the rest of the table, and there were other things there that didn't interest me, and so I let them be. But I ate. And half my salad goes to Rex, because he gets half my carrots. And then he would take the lettuce too, but it's not really his thing, so I like it, and he doesn't really care. So I took the whole lettuce for me. And everything I've done, I did it. Yeah, I trained myself to use more of the capacity of my mind and to use it in an effective manner. My mind had the capacity to look at the wieners and say 8 divided by 4 is 2. So that meant I could have 4 wieners and the rest of you could each have 2. So, or whatever. Or no. Hey, I could have cut them in half. And then I could have really had fun, couldn't I? And I could have included Rex in on this here, a little love. But you see, I train myself to use more of the capacity of my mind. Now, how do I do that? Well, as I started to say, by saying, I like me. When you say, I like me, then the first thing you don't do is you don't have a chip on your shoulder. You don't think that the rest of the world is out to take you. You don't think the rest of the world is out to take advantage of you and to take more than their share. You just think, hey, the rest of the world, everybody wants me to have a nice portion. Everybody wants me to have a good thing. So I'm sitting here, and Ellen comes up, Herb, would you like some more? And Sylvia comes up, oh, Herb, here's some more. And then Sylvia, oh, she is as mean as a red-headed woodpecker. She comes in here, and she brings a box of cookies. Now, she knows that's a no-no. She should take 4 cookies for 4 people. and put one cookie at each place, or at least one, four cookies on the plate, and everyone looks at it, and they can take one cookie, because they know that there are four cookies there. And if they're going to take four cookies themselves, and there's other people are not going to get them, well, then that's just too bad, isn't it? So, but no, she doesn't do that. She brings out eight cookies per person, so... 4/8, that's 32 cookies she lays on the table there. And chocolate ones, and chocolate chip ones, and special sugar donuts, cookies. And oh, she has a variety. Her sister-in-law sent a box of them from Switzerland. Miss M's, you know, well, she doesn't like us very much at all. Because she sent those things, and what can you do? What can you do?
Eat them.
Eat them, yeah, see? All you can do is eat them. And so we, what do?
We eat them.
We ate them. And they were good. But it was very mean, because we had to eat it all at once. Because if we didn't, it wouldn't be any at the next serving, because somebody would be nibbling in between, and they would be gone. So that's part of the game. But this, I train myself to use more of the capacity of my mind and to use it in an effective manner. So when I sit at the table, I sit here and I look hungry, and everybody wants to serve me. Mm-hmm. And everybody says, what would you like to drink? And what would you like to eat? And what would you like for dessert? And what would you like for the main course? And here it is. They've already cooked the meal, and they say, oh, you wanted pork chops instead of hamburgers? Okay, I'll make you a pork chop. And so just like that, they make me a pork chop and a hamburger. You know, and I say, wow, I'm going to get fat as a pig and really, you know, enjoy life. Well, I train myself to use more of the capacity of my mind and to use it in an effective manner. What is it that I've just been talking about? I've been talking about thinking thoughts. You sit at the table and you look hungry, and everybody wants to serve you. You sit at the table and you don't look hungry, and nobody's going to give you anything. They'll even hold it back. They'll say, well, you don't look very hungry. I'll eat this, you know. And, oh, you didn't want so much of that, so I'll take it. But, you see, when you like yourself, you create the flow coming to you from every wonderful source. And it's so much fun. It's so much fun to live in a world where you like yourself. Mm-hmm. It's so much fun to live in a world where you think you're wonderful. Now, we have a friend who has a girlfriend, and he's a real nice guy, and she's a lovely lady. And he says that he likes her. And I said, well, that's great. And I said, how often do you tell her that you like her? Well, quite a bit. I said, now, do you tell yourself that you like yourself? Well, why would I do that? Because you tell yourself that you like yourself, because then when you tell yourself, you tell her that you like her, and what does she do? Thank you. That's so nice of you, you know. Well, what would you say if you told yourself you like you? Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that, you know. When you tell yourself these happy things, yourself is happy about it.
That's true.
It's just wonderful.
Yeah.
Mary Willett sent me a little email, which I've sent to all of you on my list group, and it's about a high school boy. He's maybe 16 years old, something like that, maybe 17, 16, and he's autistic, and so he isn't able to do everything all the other boys can do, and so what they made him was the water boy. And he took care of the towels, and he took care of the water for the players, so they have a bucket of water and they had to get a drink when they're thirsty or something, and all that good stuff. Well, this kid was working with the team for at least 1 year, maybe more, and just a pleasant-looking boy, and he would do things that he shouldn't do, but everybody loved him so, because he was so sincere, that they let him get away with it. Before the team would go out on the floor, instead of the coach getting up and giving the pitch to the boys, he would. He was so much enthusiastic for playing basketball. Okay, now let's get out there and let's really show them how good we are. You know, and of course they had to all smile in their heart, and they knew that his enthusiasm and sincerity were with him. Well, it's the last game of the season, and the coach, they're down to the last ball, and they've already won their score. And the coach says, all right, you, number 54, you go out and shoot the last basket. And so he went out and he missed twice. And long shots, 20 feet or better, you know. And then his third one went in. And then they had him do it again and again and again. And each one, 30, 40 feet away, he ka-plunked the basket into the basketball, into the basket. Just a perfect plop, perfect plop. And they went wild, never realizing that this guy had such talent like that. I mean, they would have had him playing, shooting baskets for them if they had known. But it was just so lovely. And the boy's father said that the boy really got enjoyment and enthusiasm out of it. And they didn't interview the boy's father afterwards. You didn't need to, because the whole crowd went wild, and the teams picked the boy up and carried him around the court saying, you know, here's a winner, here's a fantastic guy. But you see, who would have ever dreamed that would have happened? But the coach, having a caringness about him, he said, all right, son, you go shoot the last basket, you know. And he got three shots. I don't know how that works, but he got three shots. And the third shot went in, and so then they said, go again. And he did it again, five more times, and each one was a kerplunk, right down into the basket. And as I say, they had no idea that he was able to do this, and he didn't know he could do it either. But he had seen them doing it, and he was watching each player as they shot their basket, seeing them put it into the basket, seeing them put it into the basket. So when it became his turn to do it, he just saw himself putting it in the basket, and kiplock, he went in. You see, I trained myself to use more of the capacity of my mind and to use it in an effective manner. Now, he was showing them that he could do things that they didn't believe he could do. He was autistic and limited in certain ways. Well, how are we to say anyone is limited? How are we to say that we are limited? If you can say to your girlfriend, gee, you're beautiful, you're lovely, you're thoughtful, you're kind, you make good meals, you know, you're a good mother, you're a good this, you know, I really enjoy talking to you, you're a careful person to talk about, you know, and talk about things that are of interest to you. And lo and behold, you're using your mind in an effective manner, and effective results happen. But! What you should do is do it for yourself. Start saying, I like me. I do nice things. I write nice articles. I wear nice clothes. I have a beautiful physique. I'm strong and powerful. I'm immortal. I'm eternally young. I'm surrounded by friends. Wherever I go, people just love to be with me. People just love to talk to me. People just love to be in my presence, and I love to be in theirs, you know.
Hi.
And on and on. Now, can you say that?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You see, this is the magic. This is the magic. I train myself to use more of the capacity of my mind and to use it in an effective manner. Now, if others appreciate a compliment, how much more do you appreciate it? And give it to yourself. Give it to yourself. Give it to yourself constantly. Don't be nosy about it. Don't say, I'm better than you are. You know, that's not a compliment. But when you say to yourself, good, I did good there. That's nice. Herb, you're all right. Herb, you're a handsome guy. Herb, you're intelligent. Herb, everybody loves to be around you. Herb, you're fantastic. You're wonderful. And I say, oh, how wonderful, how wonderful. And then what happens? All the things I spoke about take place.
Aye.
Just as simple as that. All the things that I proclaim happen. Think about it and watch the magic happen. Get the message? Okay. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.